He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry.
This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 11 a.m. Coming up is Health Watch with your host, Dr. David Naiman. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde Vocational Rehabilitation Program, providing assistance to the eligible tribal members with disabilities on regaining, retaining, and securing employment particular to their strengths, capabilities, and experience. Information at grandronde.org or 1-800-242-8196.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Is it possible that the root of your heart disease, your respiratory allergies, your low mood, your autoimmune condition could be traced back to imbalances in your gut? Today's guest, Dr. Alejandro Junger, thinks so. If you don't recognize the name, you've probably heard of his enormously successful New York Times bestselling book and detox program, Clean. Dr. Junger is here today to talk about his much-anticipated follow-up, Clean Gut, the breakthrough plan for eliminating the root cause of disease and revolutionizing your health. Welcome to Health Watch, Dr. Junger. Are you there, Dr. Junger?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to Health Watch.
Yes. Welcome. Thank you.
So at the beginning of Clean Gut, you talk about how good medicine is like good gardening, that we need to treat the root, not the branch. Can you tell us a little bit about how that relates to Clean Gut and to our own guts in general?
Well, kind of like in a literal way, because I explain how... you know, a good gardener, when he sees the leaves and the flowers and the fruits get diseased, he doesn't go there to solve the problem. He goes to the roots and the soil. And the way the roots absorb the nutrients from the soil and the water from the soil is exactly the same way in which our gut absorbs the nutrients from the liquids and the soil and food that we throw in. So it's just a root inverted. Instead of the soil being around the root is around the soil in the case of our intestines. But that's exactly how it works. So in an almost literal way, when you treat diseases that show up far away from the root, like the leaves, you know, like your skin, your lungs, your heart, And you look for the problem at the root, at the literal root, the gut, you many, many times find that that is the origin of many, many diseases. And in a very simple way, I can tell you this. We all know now that inflammation, systemic inflammation, that means the inflammation that is turned on all over the body, in your blood, is the predecessor for many of the chronic diseases of the modern world. Well, it turns out that 80% of your immune system is located within and around your intestines, around your gut. And this is where inflammation is turned on for most of the people suffering from the global epidemic of systemic inflammation.
Well, that was one of the more fascinating parts about Clean Gut, was your discussion of how the digestive tract, we look at the gut as merely a tube, but it actually not only is, in a sense, our second brain, because it has so much of our nervous tissue and produces so much of our serotonin, but also it acts as a second liver, and it filters out nearly half of the toxins in our food before they've even gotten into our bloodstream.
Yeah, amongst the many things, because... You know, the second gut, the second brain, produces the serotonin, but it also produces GABA and acetylcholine and norepinephrine and epinephrine and dopamine, and so all the neurotransmitters. So and they're involved in so many functions in the body, not only happiness. And not only that, 80% of our immune system is also around there. So the intestinal wall, which is basically the limit between the border between the inside and the outside of your body, which should be intact, and you know, as we all doctors studied when we studied tissues, that all these cells are attached to each other by tight junctions. So it has to be a tight wall, a hermetic wall between the inside and the outside. And the only things that pass through should be the ones that the body absorbs on purpose. But for so many people today, the situation is different because this wall is broken down. It's full of loose junctions and even lack of cells, creating a condition called hyperpermeability or leaky gut, where the immune system on the other side of this wall is now exposed to the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, the parasites, the yeast, every microorganism that shouldn't be there or that should be there, and undigested food. So it starts all these series of reactions that are adaptation and survival mechanisms for which it's there for. But it has to do it, and that is what turns on the inflammatory system, and then years later we see how your thyroid is destroyed because of it, or your heart arteries, or so many of the problems that we see today.
And so your program in Clean Gut, is it designed for people with specific conditions, or would you say that nearly anybody could benefit from it?
Well, I think anybody could benefit from them because even people that don't have any diagnosed problems, you know, they have certain ailments that they attribute to the wear and tear that we think of. You know, oh, I'm 60, the years bring some problems, right? Even those people would benefit, because most people today are walking around with some degree of gut dysfunction. Whereas just that the intestinal flora is not exactly as it should be, and we're now only beginning to understand the importance of the intestinal flora. But you know, to hyperpermeability, to autoimmunity due to, you know, gluten and other things that trigger your immune system in the wrong way, that it ends up either creating an allergic reaction or an autoimmune problem. So a lot of people would benefit, but if you have a specific condition for which you are being given medications that need a constant blood level, like anti-epileptics and anticoagulants, those people shouldn't do it on their own. Those people should be guided by a doctor who understands these processes and knows how to, you know, change things around as needed. And those are the doctors that are trained in functional medicine. So that's an important thing to know.
And it's interesting that we're just starting to see science that's looking at differences in gut bacteria balance. Say, we know now that people with diabetes have a very different picture of their gut balance versus people without diabetes, and same with people who are obese, that actually they have a very different picture going on in their colon and small intestine.
And you just bring up a disease, and I bet you there is already a study, or there's one coming soon, in which they're going to prove the same thing.
Yeah. So, Dr. Younger, we're going to have you hold on, and we're going to invite Jen and Joe into the studio so people can find out how they can get a copy of Clean Gut, and then we'll be back in a couple minutes where we can talk more specifically about the program.
Sure. Yes, you can have one of those gut scrub brushes that we're selling. No, I just made that up. Hey, this is really serious, though. We need your support. You will not hear programming like this anywhere else on the dial. In fact, you won't hear anything like this in most media, period. If you care about health, if you care about politics, if you care about the environment, if you care about race relations, if you care about so many issues, you need to support KBOO, the only progressive radio station, in fact, the only progressive voice in the region. You need to make a contribution. You need to do it today. KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. Or 1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266, or stop by 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You'll be amazed at the palatialness of our studios. 1-877-500-5266. Do it today. Yes.
Or you can come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you. You can take a look at a copy of this Clean Gut book if you're interested in having it. You know, increasingly, we hear more and more about how important it is to take good care of your digestion and your intestinal tract. We are starting to suddenly realize that the bacteria in your stomach, all the flora in your body, has a huge amount of impact on your health. And you're learning about it today on Dr. David Naiman's show. You can support Dr. David Naiman's show, which has brought us so much important information, at 877-500-5266. Or come down and visit us, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Meet Dr. David Naiman. Meet us, these friendly volunteers and all the KBOO folks that would just love to meet you and show you around. Or go to KBOO.FM. You know, give up a couple of those cups of coffee per month, which are not so good for your digestion anyway, and put it towards something really powerful like Dr. David Naiman's show, Health Watch. 877-500-5266. You know, on this show, you've heard great folks like Marion Nestle, Michael Pollan, Jane Brody, Francis Moore LaPay. Today, you can get a copy of this book, Clean Gut. More and more, we're knowing that this is important for our health. Call 877-500-5266 and learn how you can have a clean gut.
We're back with Dr. Alejandro Junger, the author of Clean Gut, the Breakthrough Plan for Eliminating the Root Cause of Disease and Revolutionizing Your Health. So, Dr. Junger, why is eating a healthy diet not sufficient to promote a good gut ecology and gut health?
Well, you know, there's organisms, for example, if you talk about good ecology, there's organisms that that will not be displaced just by you switching to a better diet. If you got parasites, there's a likelihood that they'll stay there even if you change into a healthy diet. If you have damage of your intestinal mucosa, of the intestinal wall, a healthy diet may not be enough to have that be healed, because, for example, if you are eating crap and then suddenly you change to a healthy diet, your intestines may not be able to even digest and absorb the good things that your new good diet could offer you. So you know, sometimes you need to do something, take some extra measures. You know, if you got a broken bone, it's not enough to just stop using your arm. Sometimes you have to cast it. You know, you have to do something that biology itself cannot provide in order for that to happen. And that could be taking antiparasitic herbs or medications, or it could be supplementing with L-glutamine, which is one of the amino acids that the gut wall needs the most, and it's so hard to get from even a good diet, especially if your intestines are not digesting and absorbing properly. So there's a lot of things that one can do in order to aid that process, that just changing to a good diet may not be enough.
Dr. Junger, could you share a little bit about the four R's of the 21-day program, the 21-day gut repair program?
Yeah. You know, most disease happens in people because of two reasons. There's either things that are missing, things that are lacking, depletions of nutrients, for example, that are needed for the functioning of the body, the chemical reactions that the body has to perform in order to do its functions, right? Another major reason is because there's obstacles for that to happen. Like, for example, certain certain toxins attach themselves to certain nutrients and don't allow them to participate in whatever functions they would have been needed for. So in a functional medicine, we say that when you remove the obstacles and you provide whatever is lacking, the body corrects things by itself. So those are the two big R's, remove and restore. Remove the obstacles, toxins, parasites, and other types of obstacles, right? Because there's social, economic obstacles, there's all kinds of more obstacles. So when you remove those and you provide whatever is lacking, and mainly we're talking about nutrients. So you need to make sure that, you know, if your body is not absorbing them, to provide them maybe in greater quantity, so the little that is absorbed is more likely to be enough, and things like that. The other two R's, one is for re-inoculation, when you take care of the bad organisms that may be present in your gut. You also need to repopulate, re-inoculate with the good ones. And then the last R, and by the way, that means probiotics and things like that, and prebiotics, the food that the bacteria will need in order to thrive, mostly fiber. And then the last R is repair. And this is what we were talking about before, the repair of the intestinal wall and the things that may promote the growth of those cells, just like the growth of the cells in your skin. If your skin was all, was prickled with needles or whatever, and there were little holes of pus, and that's what the intestinal wall would look like in a diseased person. So whatever it takes to promote the repair of that, and then maybe L-glutamine supplementation, or maybe licorice root, or aloe vera, or many of this. There are many things that benefit that cell regeneration. So those are the big four R's. And there's one more R that is relaxation.
Sure.
And today is very important.
So in the 21-day program, before you go into sort of a more maintenance mode afterwards, there's a lot of focus on removing potential food allergens and food intolerances and then trying to identify what those are for a person. How does that work?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
About food allergies and food intolerances.
Yes.
When you're doing the program for the 21 days.
So, you know, a lot of people are, it's very in fashion these days, these allergy tests. People go and get either skin testing for allergies or blood tests for allergies, which measure immunoglobulins, which is only one type of way in which the immune system reacts against things, right? So you may have a food intolerance that is not really shown by an increase of immunoglobulin. So all these tests that are around today are, in my opinion, at best confusing, and at worst really, at best useless, and at worst confusing. So I don't use them. What I do find that allows me to help people identify their toxic trigger foods, that's how I call them, because some of them will give you the typical allergic reaction, but that's not the only way in which food can be negative for you, can have a negative effect in your body. So I call these foods toxic trigger foods. And the best way that I find that people can find and identify these things are by first removing all toxic triggers known to in clinical practice, whether you suspect them or not on that person. And then after 2 or 3 weeks after my program, or even after just 2 weeks of being off of them completely, reintroduce them one at a time in a very specific way, in which you eat them for 2 days in a row, and then you watch, you know, many things, not only, you know, possible digestive problems, but even sleeping patterns and moods and all kinds of things. And you keep a diary of them. And in this way, you are much more likely to identify the foods that you should stay away from.
So, Dr. Younger, we're going to invite Jan and Joe back in to tell our listeners how to get a copy of Clean Gut, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
Okay.
If you would like a copy of this book, Clean Gut, by Dr. Alejandra Younger, you can. We would be so happy to give it to you. Just give us a call at 877-500-5266 for a $60 minimum pledge. We would love to send this book to you. You can learn how to improve your health, improve your digestion, get rid of allergies, just by giving us a call at 877-500-5266. We're listening to Dr. David Naiman speaking with Dr. Younger about Clean Gut, the breakthrough plan for eliminating the root cause of disease and revolutionizing your health. And, you know, we're hearing more and more about how important it is to support a healthy ecology in your digestive tract. This is really timely information. There's recipes in this book. I was just looking at them. I definitely want a copy of this book. A lot of fascinating information so that you can have optimal health. Dr. David Naiman brings you all kinds of important information so that you can be optimally healthy for free every week on KBOO. Now it's time for you to help out for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Give those up. Support your digestive tract and support KBOO at 877-500-5266 or at kboo.fm. We have a $400 goal. You can help us make it. Oh, we got 175 in, so we only have $225 left to go.
Let's get it done.
I know there must be four or five people out there that would love a copy of this book. This is by Dr. Alejandra Younger. He also published the best-selling book called Clean, the New York Times best-selling book called Clean. And this is the breakthrough plan for eliminating the root cause of disease and revolutionizing your health. And boy, you know, this is a kind of a new science. People for years were really not talking about your intestinal flora and how critical it is. Apparently, a lot of our body is so dependent on a healthy gut. This book will give you very vital information on that for a $60 minimum pledge. It's just a couple of cups of coffee a month. You won't even know that it's gone from your account. You know, actually, it's funny. If you just put an EFT, it only takes a couple of dollars a month to make a huge difference here at KBOO. We all work together. 83% of all of our funding comes from you. That's how we bring this kind of information to you and keep it going. I've learned so much listening to Dr. David Naiman through the years that has really improved my health and my family's health. I employ this information daily in my life, and I'm extremely grateful for it. You can be healthier, too, and help KBOO be healthy at 877-500-5266.
Let me just repeat those numbers because I know how confounded one can be. At the internet, kboo.fm, or on the telephone, 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. Come on down and visit us. You'll be amazed at our palatial suites, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Are you like me? Are you trying to cut down on your coffee consumption? I know I sure am. So I put those extra two or three cups of coffee that I used to drink a day towards KBOO, and it made me feel great. And I know that it is doing a huge amount helping our community to be healthier in so many ways. It makes us more knowledgeable.
You know, I inject the coffee straight into your vein. I think that's a really important it part makes, of my regimen.
You know, KBOO makes us more connected. KBOO keeps us interesting. It, you know, Portland and the Northwest region is so vibrant. And people always remark it whenever they visit us about how knowledgeable we are and how much exciting culture is going on. Well, why are we so ahead of the curve of the rest of the nation? A lot of it, my friends, has to do with KBOO. I mean, not to brag, let's face it.
No,
we're bringing this critical information that you're not getting anywhere else. This is a fascinating book. For $60, we'd love to send a copy to you. 877-500-5266, or come down and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th, and you can take a look at a copy of the book.
And we've got all kind of swag if this isn't the item for you. Just right now, get online, kboo.fm, and make a pledge right now, or call, it's so important, keeping this station alive, the only progressive voice in the region. You won't hear the kind of information that we give anywhere else in the region. 1-877-500-5266.
And we're back with Dr. Alejandro Junger, the author of Clean Gut, the Breakthrough Plan for Eliminating the Root Cause of Disease and Revolutionizing Your Health. Dr. Junger, in the final minutes today, we just have a couple more minutes. Maybe we can talk about your guiding principles for people once they've done the 21-day cleanse. What are some of your thoughts about good long-term supplements or good long-term rules of thumb around nutrition?
Yeah, around nutrition, I find that there's a lot of confusion. People don't know what to do. There's so many books that tell you what to eat and how to eat it and how much to eat it and how to combine it and all these things, right? But I think that in that sense, in the sense of understanding proper nutrition, we are at a toddler level. And you know what mothers do with toddlers? They first teach them what not to do, not to put their fingers in the socket, not to play with scissors. So we need to tell people what not to eat. That is actually more helpful for people to know than to know what to eat. Because when you eliminate many of the big toxic triggers of today, I find that almost 60% of the people that come to me with certain problems, just by doing that, their problems are solved. And this is what in functional medicine is called the elimination diet. If you go, if you just want to try, if you're listening right now and you just want to try something that can dramatically change your life, just stop eating glutinous products like bread and pasta and that kind of thing and cookies and that, sugar, alcohol, coffee, and dairy products. And even if you want to just start with two of them, choose gluten and dairy and stop it completely, and you will see. It is unbelievable what happens. This is my experience as a doctor. And then there's many other things. You know, you don't have to you don't have to immediately jump into a detox program or a gut repair program in order to get things going. You can do little things. Like, for example, if you wait for 12 hours between the last meal of one day and the first meal of the next day, you will benefit greatly as well, because it takes about 8 hours for us to fully digest and end up with the absorption of food. And only then your detox systems get turned on more intensely. They're always on, but they get intensified. And only then is when real detox happens. So if you give at least 4 hours after you finish your digestion, you want to benefit greatly. Those are two things. I mean, I don't know how many you want. I can stay all day talking about
that. Those are some great suggestions. And it's how long would people need to be off of gluten and dairy if they wanted to try your experiment to see if some of their symptoms improve?
It's crazy, but some people, by 2 days of being off gluten and dairy, they start already experiencing a clearing of their sinuses, stopping of their headache, no more bloating. But if you want to understand how these things really affect you, you have to be off of them for at least 2 weeks before you can reintroduce them one by one and understand how that food affects you specifically. You know, all the instructions on how to do this are in the book. But if you don't want to buy the book, you can go to my website, cleanprogram.com, and click on community. And we have a web community, kind of like the Facebook of detoxification. And we have 60,000 people from all over the world that are posting and blogging about their experiences day to day, and videos and educational videos and forums. And there we have all the manuals, all the instructions, all for free.
Well, it was great having you on Health Watch today, Dr. Junger.
My pleasure.
So we were talking today with Dr. Alejandro Junger, the author of Clean Gut, which you can get with a $60 pledge at 1-877-500-5266. And if you missed part of today's program, later today you can go to kbo.fm/healthwatch, or you can go to the iTunes podcast store and type in the word healthwatch, one word, and pull up the entire list of archives and listen to it as a podcast episode.
Good morning. This is Kathleen Stevenson for the Radio Zine. Are you overconnected? That is, do you feel like you are at the beck and call of modern technology and social media? Therapist Anne Catherine has written a book to offer help to those of us wanting to be more in control of the new media in our lives and not controlled by it. Her book is called Boundaries in an Overconnected World, Setting Limits to Preserve Your Focus, Privacy, Relationships, and Sanity. Anne Catherine is a therapist specializing in helping people with boundaries, eating disorders, and food addiction. She is the author of Boundaries, Where You and an I Begin. She has over 40 years of experience as a therapist. Anne Catherine, thanks for being with us this morning on KBOO.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Can you start by talking a bit about what you mean when you talk about boundaries?
Boundaries are limits that promote integrity of any size entity. So you're an entity.